It was late when we finally extinguished the candles and went to bed. The dawn call to prayer arrived in what seemed only moments after I'd gone to sleep. I got up, splashed clean water on my face, drew my shawl around my shoulders, and went next door to wake Omar, who had slept through the call once again. Instead of standing outside his door and mimicking the muezzin myself, I entered his room. The shutters were open, and the room was full of cool night air. He was asleep on his back, breathing evenly. I knelt down beside him and began the call to prayer. Omar opened his eyes. He did not look at all surprised to see me there so close beside him. He sat up slowly, stretched his arms above his head, then took my hand. He brushed my hair away from my face. I'd not put it up yet that morning. He ran his fingers across my lips, very lightly. Then he brought his face close to mine and kissed me. I'd never been kissed. Never. Not once. I'd never dared allow that to happen to me. I'd spent my entire life avoiding kissing. He was whispering in Arabic and stroking my hair. And the truth of the matter is that I did not hesitate. It was though I had waited so long to lie down beside Omar that I'd forgotten why I was waiting. All I can remember thinking was, yes, this is it. This is right. This is what I want. This is what I've spent the past months wanting. He kissed me again. And this time it was a long kiss. And I moved towards him as he moved towards me. Then he drew my nightdress over my head and I gasped out loud to be so revealed. And he kissed me in order to help me be quiet. And his warm hands on my body reassured me. He took his own nightshirt off and we sat there on the carpet in the middle of his room next to his sleeping mat, the cool air pouring over and over our skin. And we looked at each other for a long time. He was wonderful to look at. I'd never thought that a man's body, could be a thing of such dream-filled beauty. Then he drew me down beside him on his sleeping mat, and we began. We began, and we began, and we began. And it was perfect. I'd not known it could be so perfect. My lady had come to Egypt to evade death. But in Egypt, I found life.